This is Robert Silverman interviewing Mark Klett at Mark Klett's home in Phoenix, Arizona on December 10th, 2010 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, card number one.
Actually, there's Tempe, Arizona. But that's
Tempe, to be accurate. Well, let's begin at the beginning, Mark. When and where were you born?
I was born in Albany, New York, and it was September 9th. 1952.
And your childhood and your parents and upbringing?
Yeah, I was raised in outside of Albany, New York. We lived in a little town called Slingerland. No, what was it called? And it was Delmar eventually, town of Bethlehem. And I grew up in the town of Delmar, southwest of Albany. My father grew up along the Hudson River, south of Albany, so that was his childhood home. My mother grew up in California, in the Central Valley of California, about 50 miles from Fresno, a little town called Dos Palos. And my dad and my mom met in World War II when he was teaching flying in that area. When I was about 2 years old, we moved to California to Fresno. But we only stayed about a year or so. My dad got in an accident and was laid up for a while. He was a pilot, and at that time he was trying to make another career change. Got in an accident and didn't work for them financially, so we came back to New York State, and that's where we eventually stayed. So I grew up there. I have a brother and a sister. I have an older brother, Nick, who's 7 years older than I am, and the younger sister, Linda, who's 2 years younger than I am.
And you were a pilot at an early age as well?
Was I? I did learn how to fly, yeah. My father wanted to teach me flying because he was an instructor, which is what he did in World War II. And so in high school, I took lessons. Mostly from somebody else. I studied a little bit with him, but he wasn't the most patient guy to study with. I learned how to fly. I flew an airplane before I could fly or drive a car, actually. I took my first solo when I was 16, when I was allowed to do that. My mother had to drive me to the airport so I could do it. I flew the plane over the house and, you know, so on. But after, after high school, I didn't fly anymore because it was just too expensive. My dad, my mom, and my sister and I flew out to California when I was just after I graduated from high school. We flew out, rented a plane. It was a friend of my dad's. Rented his plane and flew to California. And my dad flew the plane out, and I navigated. And on the way back, I flew it, and he navigated. But that was the last time I flew. It's been a long time.
And just to jump ahead, before we come back to your childhood, you haven't done that much you've done high building photography, but not that much aerial, right?
No, I haven't done any aerial photography, actually. I mean, other than very casual photographs out of light planes and stuff. No, that really hasn't actually appealed to me a whole lot, the idea of aerial photography, for some reason.
Just curious, back to your childhood. What about how you came to photography, but also were you exposed to either photography or the art world at a young age?
Not really the art world. My parents were not art people. I mean, they actually were interested in craft and art, making art, but they didn't have any connection or any knowledge of sort of the larger art world. So we never went to things like museums, except for the Natural History Museum or something in New York, in Albany, but the New York State Museum is one I remember. But they were interested in making things, and my dad was really good at working with wood and working with metal, and in fact, this table that you have the recorder on, this table was made by him in the early 60s. So he was. They were kind of craftspeople. I mean, they were interested in craftsmanship. My mom got interested in pottery and making things ceramic, you know. But neither one of those.